was instituted to be a sign that a man is of the church, and as a memorial that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than spiritual washing, which is regeneration. All regeneration is accomplished by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that the man is of the church and that he can be regenerated. For in the church the Lord is acknowledged, who alone regenerates. And there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith by which regeneration is effected. Matt and Sheila, you are coming forward that this child may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the Lord's church on earth. Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. How shall a young man make his path pure? By keeping it according to thy word. With all my heart I have sought after thee. Let me not go astray from thy commandments. In my heart I have secretly kept thy sayings, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have told all the judgments of thy mouth. I have joy in the way of thy testimonies as over all wealth. I will contemplate on thy precepts and will look to thy paths. In thy statutes I will be pleased. I will not forget thy word. And they brought to him little children that he should touch them, and the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it." And having taken them up in his arms and set his hands on them, he blessed them. The first use of baptism is introduction into the Christian church, and at the same time, insertion among Christians in the spiritual world, where everyone is inserted into societies and congregations according to the quality of the Christianity in him or outside of him. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer and Savior, and follow him. The third use of baptism, which is the final use, is that man may be regenerated. It is masculine to perceive from the understanding and feminine to perceive from love. And the understanding perceives things which are above the body and beyond the world, for rational and spiritual sight goes there. What is wisdom of life? In a comprehensive summary, it is this: to shun evils because they are hurtful to the soul, hurtful to the commonwealth, and hurtful to the body, and to do good things because they are beneficial to the soul, to the commonwealth, and to the body. This is the wisdom with which married love binds itself, for it binds itself by shunning the evil of adultery as the destruction of the soul, the commonwealth, and the body. And since this wisdom springs from spiritual things which pertain to the church, it follows that married love is according to the state of the church with man, because it is according to the state of wisdom with him. Amen. Would you please come forward? Matt and Sheila, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord that he may be baptized with water, with the Holy Spirit, and with fire. By this act you enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now therefore let me ask, do you, for yourselves and for this child, believe that God is one, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that the Lord God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one? Do you, for yourselves and for this child, believe that evils should not be done, because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that good should be done because they are of God and from God.
We do.
Do you therefore wish this child to be baptized into the new church and thereby associated with the new Christian heaven?
We do.
Let us pray. Bless, O Lord, this sacrament of baptism, and graciously receive this child now to be baptized. Enlighten him by thy word, defend him in temptation, and lead him by thy Holy Spirit into everlasting life. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise. Would you please state his name?
Nelson Russell Heater.
Nelson Russell, I baptize thee into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Please be seated. By baptism, Nelson Russell is now enrolled and numbered in heaven among those who in heart receive the Lord in his second coming. In the Lord's divine providence, he was born into the world, and he is entrusted to your care, that by his life in this world, he may be prepared for life in heaven, and you are given the privilege of cooperating with the Lord to this end. Therefore, seek for the light and knowledge to perform your part in this work. Lead this child to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as his God and Father. Teach him the Lord's Prayer so that he may be introduced into the worship of the Lord. Teach him the Ten Commandments so that he may learn to shun evils as sins. Instruct him in the Holy Scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem so that he may be prepared for regeneration. In this way, you will promote his happiness in this life and his eternal happiness in the world to come. May the Lord keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.